You've given Esther and I a process that we've had great results with, and I'd like, if you would, if you would elaborate a little bit on it, and that is what you speak of as prioritizing intentions.
While you do not hold all intentions at any point in time, often you have many intentions that all have to do with this point in time. Mm-hmm. For example, as you are interacting with your mate, you're wanting clear communication. You are wanting to uplift yourself and you are wanting to uplift your mate. You may be wanting to influence your mate to the same wanting. Mm-hmm. You are wanting many things at the same time. You are wanting harmony. It is important for you to identify what things you are wanting most, because as you prioritize, you give your singular attention to what is most important, and as you give your singular attention to it, you attract power unto that which is most important. Let us say that you have begun your day and you have not clearly identified your segments. You have blundered into the day, as most do, moving from one thing to another, buffeted about by the impulses and desires of others or of your old habits. The telephone is ringing, your children are asking for this and that, your mate is asking you questions, and you find yourself not clear about anything but moving about in a day that for most is rather normal. You find yourself involved in a discussion where you have not taken the time to identify what you are wanting, and you find yourself in disagreement with either your children or your mate or with anyone. It matters not who it is. You find warning bells coming forth. There is negative emotion mounting in you for a number of reasons. You are a little bit mad at yourself because you have gotten into this muddle because you have not intended clearly. Mm-hmm. But even beyond that, you are upset because you are in disagreement with what the other is intending or with what the other is stating, with what the other is wanting. If you catch yourself in that segment and you say, "What is it that I am most wanting right now in this situation?" Mm-hmm. You may recognize that harmony really is your dominant intent, that getting along with your wife or getting along with your child, that having a harmonious relationship is far more important than this insignificant issue. And as you recognize that harmony is what you are most wanting, suddenly you are clear and your negative emotion goes away and mm-hmm. you make a statement such as, "Wait, let us talk. I'm not wanting to argue, for you are my best friend. I'm wanting us to have harmony. I'm wanting us to be happy together." Mm-hmm. And as you make that statement, you will disarm the other. You will remind the other that that is the dominant intent of the other also. And now, from your new and focused dominant intention, which is harmony, you may take a fresh view at this lesser important subject at hand. Here we will give you a statement that if you will set forth at the beginning of all segments of life experience, it will serve you very well. As I'm entering this segment of life experience, it is my intent to see that which I am wanting to see. And what that will do when you are interacting with others will help you to see that you are wanting harmony, that you are wanting to uplift them, that you are wanting to put across your idea effectively, that you are wanting to stimulate their wanting to the same wanting as your wanting. Mm-hmm. That statement will serve you very well.